Today on Gardening in a Minute, container gardening basics. Growing plants in containers is a great way to have a garden indoors or in small spaces outdoors, like patios or balconies. Container gardens do require special care. Containers should be large enough to allow for plant growth, but not so large that plants can't easily absorb all the water in the soil. Plants in pots made of porous materials, like clay, require more frequent watering than plants in plastic or metal pots. The type of potting media you use will affect the amount of water your plants need. Your potting media should be dense, but allow both water and air to pass through readily. Remember that plants in containers will get bigger and will eventually need larger pots and fresh soil. For more information on container gardening, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Center for Landscape Ecology and Conservation with WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, creating an edible landscape. Growing your own food is fun, can save you money at the grocery store, and will bring harvests with incredible flavor to your table. Food-producing plants can be incorporated into almost any landscape, making it edible. All it takes is a little planning. There's something edible to fit any part of your landscape, from ground covers and vines to shrubs and trees. The challenge is to decide what you like to eat and how hard you want to work. So do your homework and choose plants best suited for your area. Don't leave out the herbs and vegetables, and with a little practice, you'll soon be sharing your harvests with your friends and family. For more on edible landscapes, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Center for Landscape Ecology and Conservation with WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, annual flowering plants. In Florida, we can have flowers 12 months of the year, and annuals fit into almost any landscape. In beds and as borders, they provide bright accents. In containers, they add a splash of color to a porch, deck, or patio area. Annuals have a life cycle that lasts only one growing season. Different annuals bloom and can be planted at different times of the year. For beds or borders, limit your selection to as few kinds as possible to prevent visual confusion. Prepare your flower beds before purchasing plants and plant them within 24 hours. Keep in mind that annuals require much more maintenance than turf. Your plants may need organic matter, fertilizer, weeding, and mulch. Keep these plants happy and they'll make you smile. For more information on flowers, contact your local county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Center for Landscape Ecology and Conservation with WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, attracting wildlife to your yard. From squirrels and foxes to bats and bees, wildlife can be found almost everywhere, but urban areas can reduce habitat, making it hard for animals to thrive. Our yards can provide important habitat for wildlife of all kinds. Like humans, animals need food, shelter, water, and space. To feed animals, think about adding some native plants. Remove invasive exotics, which can compete with native varieties. Have a source of water for animal visitors, such as a fountain or small pond. You can provide space for wildlife by leaving the trunks of dead or dying trees standing. Bat houses and bird feeders will bring flying critters to your yard. Finally, be a good host by managing your pets and reducing your pesticide use. For more information on landscaping for wildlife, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Center for Landscape Ecology and Conservation with WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, starting your own compost. Composting is both an easy way to reduce the amount of waste you send to the landfill and a cheap way to get nutrients for your garden. You can construct a bin or buy a pre-made bin from a hardware store. Locate your compost near a water source so you can easily keep it moist. Your site should be partly sunny with good drainage. Your pile should be built in layers, each 3 to 4 inches deep. First, lay down a green layer. This can contain grass clippings or vegetable and fruit scraps. Next, add a layer of brown materials, such as leaves, twigs, or sawdust. Then add another green layer. Sprinkle soil between the layers, keep moist, and stir regularly. With a little effort, you can use the compost you produce to create a prosperous garden. For more information on composting, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Center for Landscape Ecology and Conservation with WUFT-FM.